you'll hear an astronomer called Steve Mitchell talking about his work. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi, I'm Steve Mitchell and I work as an astronomer. I've been invited here today to tell you about my work. I became keen on astronomy when I was a kid. I read science magazines intended for adults, anything about maths and physics. I didn't fully understand them, but I loved the challenge. I watched a lot of TV, I loved nature programmes, and I was also interested in a documentary that was popular then. That's what opened my eyes to the possibility of astronomy as a career. As a teenager, I went stargazing whenever I could. I didn't understand the complexity of everything I saw in the night sky at that stage. It was the beauty of it which appealed to me. It's easy to get excited by the mystery of the universe. There's still so much we don't know about it. Every night felt like an adventure. I used to stay up late hoping to catch a glimpse of another galaxy through my telescope, or to see a shooting star, what astronomers call a meteor. I didn't manage to spot one, unfortunately. I saw my first comet when I was 16, though. That was thrilling, even for my family who weren't into astronomy. Then I started studying the wide range of stars in the universe. Their different colours reflect how old they are. Recently, I've taken a particular interest in all the different moons out there. There are millions of them orbiting the planets, and it's astonishing that some are intensely hot and have volcanoes on their surface, while others have an icy surface with oceans underneath. I've recently been to a research centre in the USA and met other astronomers, which was something I'd always wanted to do. I also attended the launch of a spacecraft bound for Mars, which was awesome. One day it might be possible to live on a base there, and lots of young scientists dream of doing that. Visiting a space station is definitely on the list of things I hope to do, and there are a couple orbiting the Earth right now. Now, if you're thinking of taking up astronomy, don't worry about equipment. A good beginner's telescope isn't as expensive as you'd imagine. The weather can spoil things at times. You don't see stars in a sky covered with clouds. And light pollution is becoming an issue in cities. It may mean you see nothing, even on a cloudless night, which is often something people don't realise when they're starting out. To get started in astronomy, you can learn the basics from a website. There are plenty to choose from, but that means you don't get to meet people and share ideas. You could consider taking a course, but a good one can be expensive. Joining a club is another option, and if you've got one locally, that'd be the ideal thing. So, what should you try to spot first? Well, the planet Saturn is fascinating, with its rings round it, which are clearly visible with a telescope, so it'd be good to look out for them. Jupiter has remarkably colourful clouds surrounding it, but they're not so easily seen. Another feature of Jupiter is what's known as its red spot, which is actually a huge storm in its atmosphere, but even experts struggle to locate it. Astronomy at a professional level requires specialist knowledge and skills. Astronomers need to make calculations, for example, about the distance between stars. But amateur astronomers have a real part to play. Teenagers have made significant discoveries, including new stars, and there are certainly more to be made. So it's a worthwhile hobby. To be a professional astronomer, you'll need a passion for the subject. Curiosity matters too, the ability to keep asking questions. And astronomy's a competitive career, so you'll need ambition. More than anything else, though, discipline is what's needed, because all scientists have to be prepared to work hard.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Hi, I'm Steve Mitchell, and I work as an astronomer. I've been invited here today to tell you about my work. I became keen on astronomy when I was a kid. I read science magazines intended for adults, anything about maths and physics. I didn't fully understand them, but I loved the challenge. I watched a lot of TV, I loved nature programmes, and I was also interested in a documentary that was popular then. That's what opened my eyes to the possibility of astronomy as a career. As a teenager, I went stargazing whenever I could. I didn't understand the complexity of everything I saw in the night sky at that stage. It was the beauty of it which appealed to me. It's easy to get excited by the mystery of the universe. There's still so much we don't know about it. Every night felt like an adventure. I used to stay up late hoping to catch a glimpse of another galaxy through my telescope, or to see a shooting star, what astronomers call a meteor. I didn't manage to spot one, unfortunately. I saw my first comet when I was 16, though. That was thrilling, even for my family who weren't into astronomy. Then I started studying the wide range of stars in the universe. Their different colours reflect how old they are. Recently, I've taken a particular interest in all the different moons out there. There are millions of them orbiting the planets, and it's astonishing that some are intensely hot and have volcanoes on their surface, while others have an icy surface with oceans underneath. I've recently been to a research centre in the USA and met other astronomers, which was something I'd always wanted to do. I also attended the launch of a spacecraft bound for Mars, which was awesome. One day it might be possible to live on a base there, and lots of young scientists dream of doing that. Visiting a space station is definitely on the list of things I hope to do, and there are a couple orbiting the Earth right now. Now, if you're thinking of taking up astronomy, don't worry about equipment. A good beginner's telescope isn't as expensive as you'd imagine. The weather can spoil things at times. You don't see stars in a sky covered with clouds, and light pollution is becoming an issue in cities. It may mean you see nothing, even on a cloudless night, which is often something people don't realise when they're starting out. To get started in astronomy, you can learn the basics from a website. There are plenty to choose from, but that means you don't get to meet people and share ideas. You could consider taking a course, but a good one can be expensive. Joining a club is another option, and if you've got one locally, that'd be the ideal thing. So, what should you try to spot first? Well, the planet Saturn is fascinating, with its rings round it, which are clearly visible with a telescope, so it'd be good to look out for them. Jupiter has remarkably colourful clouds surrounding it, but they're not so easily seen. Another feature of Jupiter is what's known as its red spot, which is actually a huge storm in its atmosphere, but even experts struggle to locate it. Astronomy at a professional level requires specialist knowledge and skills. Astronomers need to make calculations, for example, about the distance between stars. But amateur astronomers have a real part to play. Teenagers have made significant discoveries, including new stars, and there are certainly more to be made. So it's a worthwhile hobby. To be a professional astronomer, you'll need a passion for the subject. Curiosity matters too, the ability to keep asking questions. And astronomy's a competitive career, so you'll need ambition. More than anything else, though, discipline is what's needed, because all scientists have to be prepared to work hard.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.